This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While attending the G7 summit in France, U.S. President Trump and Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson held an early morning breakfast and news conference where President Trump praised Johnson.
He needs no advice. He's the right man for the job. I've been saying that for a long time. Didn't make your predecessor very happy, but I've been saying it for a long time. He's the right man for the job.
You're on message there. I'm very grateful for that. And
the President Trump was asked if he had any advice for Johnson about Brexit. Johnson also discussed the progress he'd like to make on trade talks with the U.S.
Well, looking forward to having some pretty comprehensive talks about how to take forward the relationship in all sorts of ways, particularly on trade. And we're very excited about that.
We're having very good trade talks between UK and ourselves. We're going to do a very big trade deal, bigger than we've ever had with the UK, and now they won't have it. At some point, they won't have the obstacle of, they won't have the anchor around their ankle, because that's what they had.
Trump and Johnson are known as controversial and unpredictable personalities. Many will be watching what kind of headlines the two leaders will generate in the summit over the weekend. The Taliban says it expects ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude Sunday, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA Saturday that the two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated with the U.S. would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces and matters related to future political governance. U.S. officials say the Taliban also would be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven in insurgent-controlled Afghan areas. This is VOA News.